So, said Slughorn, suddenly brisk, how are you to win my fabulous prize? Well, by turning to page 10 of Advanced Potion Making. We have a little over an hour left to us, which should be time for you to make a decent attempt at the Draught of Living Death. I know it is more complex than anything you have attempted before, and I do not expect a perfect potion from anybody. The person who does best, however, will win little Felix here. Off you go!
There was a scraping as everyone drew their cauldrons toward them, and some loud clunks as people began adding weights to their scales, but nobody spoke. The concentration within the room was almost tangible. Harry saw Malfoy riffling feverishly through his copy of Advanced Potion Making. It could not have been clearer that Malfoy really wanted that lucky day. Harry bent swiftly over the tattered book Slughorn had lent him. To his annoyance, he saw that the previous owner had scribbled all over the pages so that the margins were as black as the printed portions. Bending low to decipher the ingredients, even here the previous owner had made annotations and crossed things out, Harry hurried off toward the store cupboard to find what he needed. As he dashed back to his cauldron, he saw Malfoy cutting up valerian roots as fast as he could. Everyone kept glancing around at what the rest of the class was doing. This was both an advantage and a disadvantage of potions, that it was hard to keep your work private. Within 10 minutes, the whole place was full of bluish steam. Hermione, of course, seemed to have progressed furthest. Her potion already resembled the smooth, blackcurrant-coloured liquid mentioned as the ideal halfway stage. Having finished chopping his roots, Harry bent low over his book again. It was really very irritating having to try and decipher the directions under all the stupid scribbles of the previous owner, who for some reason had taken issue with the order to cut up the sapophorus bean and had written in the alternative instruction, "Crush with flat side of silver dagger, releases juice better than cutting."
"Sir, I think you knew my grandfather, Abraxas Malfoy."
Harry looked up. Slughorn was just passing the Slytherin table.
"Yes," said Slughorn, without looking at Malfoy. "I was sorry to hear he had died, although, of course, it wasn't unexpected. Dragon pox at his age."
And he walked away. Harry bent back over his cauldron, smirking. He could tell that Malfoy had expected to be treated like Harry or Zabini, perhaps even hope for some preferential treatment of the type he had learned to expect from Snape. It looked as though Malfoy would have to rely on nothing but talent to win the bottle of Felix Felicis. The sapophorus bean was proving very difficult to cut up. Harry turned to Hermione. "Can I borrow your silver knife?" She nodded impatiently, not taking her eyes off her potion, which was still deep purple, though, according to the book, ought to be turning a light shade of lilac by now. Harry crushed his bean with the flat side of the dagger. To his astonishment, it immediately exuded so much juice, he was amazed the shriveled bean could have held it all. Hastily scooping it all into the cauldron, he saw, to his surprise, that the potion immediately turned exactly the shade of lilac described by the textbook. His annoyance with the previous owner vanishing on the spot, Harry now squinted at the next line of instructions. According to the book, he had to stir counterclockwise until the potion turned clear as water. According to the addition the previous owner had made, however, he ought to add a clockwise stir after every 7th counterclockwise stir. Could the old owner be right twice?